windows creak and the tombstones quake. Spooks come out for swinging way. Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim-grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Yeah, welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 5. Right here on 1480 AM KPHX, Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and before our next guest, attorney Doris Markovic, joins us, of course, one of my favorite rides at Disneyland, Haunted Mansion. What's the name of this song?
Grim Grinning Ghosts. Grinning. Bare Naked Ladies, which I also like. Bare Naked Ladies, and speaking of ladies, Aaron on our Meerkat feed has offered to bite my chest, because that's something that I was disappointed that didn't happen last night. Christine usually bites my chest.
Aaron, E-R-I-N or A-A-R-O-N?
E-R-I-N.
Oh, okay.
A girl, and she's actually really hot. So.
Very good. Yes.
How do you know?
Because they there's little icons. We see who...
Well, Aaron, come through Joseph's Meerkat phone there and...
Yeah, come through and
right away.
Have at
it. Happy.
Yes. But you know, if Christine's not gonna go for it, then you're more than welcome to it.
Well, okay. At this point, both of them. Wouldn't you think you'd have some idea if Christine was interested?
You know what? I don't know. She's a very strange woman. I gotta tell you.
Is she listening?
I don't know. I don't know if she listens. You know what? Maybe we shouldn't do that, right? That's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe it is. Well, especially we don't want to leave our guests waiting before she comes on, of course.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since we've spoke with Doris. Of course, we first met civil rights attorney Doris Markovic this past summer when we addressed the topic of humans mirroring inanimate objects such as teddy bears.
Great show.
Coinciding with the release of Ted 2. There was quite a bit of controversy that followed, but I believe that things have since died down. With today being Halloween, we thought that it might be a good idea to check back in with Doris to find out how we can keep ourselves safe from litigation and other scary things tonight. And I think that we have her on the line now, civil rights attorney Doris Markovic of Markovic and Markovic.
Yes, thank you very much. How are you, sir?
Yeah, hello. We're great, and of course, here's the thing, Doris. You know, as Joseph mentioned, you know, you'll go over some things that, you know, with Halloween, what you can and can't do. Any weird cases that you've had regarding Halloween, any litigation that came up with anyone, you know, talk about your strangest Halloween case.
Oh, it'll be very strange Halloween cases. You know, I hate this time of the year. I love it because it makes me a lot of money, but I do not like it because the crazies seem to come out of the woodwork all the time. You know, I represent individuals who throw the eggs at the houses and the toilet paper over the trees. It is a gross negligence and abuse. And it's trespassing as well.
Does anyone do it to your house?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They do.
I bet it happens a lot, right?
And it's very, very disturbing to me because my house is also my office. As you know, I share an office with my sister and Levine.
You have a sister now. I bet you guys dress up as naughty kitties.
No, she's my twin sister, sir.
Oh. Are you sure you're not the same
person?
That's
the other Markovic.
Well, no, it's really just me. I dress up because it's more appropriate for the clients to realize if there's...
You're open on Halloween?
Oh, yes, we are. I am accepting cases.
Why?
It's one of my busiest days of the entire year, sir. Why would I not open?
Yeah, I guess you need that money, but still, I mean, go out, trick-or-treat a little. When's the last time you went trick-or-treating?
I went trick-or-treating last year. I had my sister watch the office for me, and I went trick-or-treating here in Levine. Very terrible candy, I have to say.
Do you check your candy?
Yes, sir. It's very important that you check your candy. I found the razor blade in my Snickers bar.
You did? Doris, do you like kids?
Wouldn't that cut the Snickers in half altogether?
It was a half of a Snickers, yes. It was open.
It was open. Did you still eat it?
After I took the razor blade
after she shaved with the blade.
Yeah. Oh, you did a little shaving there.
I did not check. Who is this? Very inappropriate. And
this is George.
George, thank you very
George
much.
George and
Aaron.
Yeah.
George and Aaron, thank you very much.
And Jordan also with us, although he's turning red. He's getting upset. But hey, do you like kids, Doris?
No, I do not like children. I find them very annoying.
Yeah, shocking.
And I know you won't have any kids of your own because no one would do the naughty with you. But
I'm not fertile anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not offering my service. But my son, 5-year-old son Mason, the other day we're in the car, Doris, and you know you said the razor blade thing. And he goes, "Oh, I can't wait after we trick-or-treat." And then he goes, "And we got to make sure we check our candy dads to make sure there's no drugs in them." So I thought it was adorable. Have you ever seen anything like that in addition to razor blades? Any sort of drugs in candy? Maybe clients coming to you with something happening like that?
Yes, people, especially this time this year, I find a lot of clients are asking if they can give out the marijuana candy, they cannot. I need to stress this. You cannot give out the marijuana candy. Jolly Ranchers and other products with marijuana in it, that is not safe for children to consume.
All right, so there's a difference between the candy with marijuana in it and the candy that you eat after taking marijuana.
Right, I know that. I enjoy Three Musketeers after I smoke a doobie.
Yeah.
I want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with civil rights attorney Doris Markovic of Markovic & Markovic about how we can avoid finding ourselves on the wrong side of a lawsuit this Halloween. Doris, if you were not listening to the show earlier, I was talking about the Halloween bar crawl that I attended last night. One of my friends, whose first name starts with the letter M, frequently finds himself flirting with women who are actually men in disguise. This has got to be a huge problem for a lot of people on Halloween. Would you agree, and can this legally be considered fraud?
Yes, that's a very intelligent question, Joseph. I really appreciate your question.
Are you kidding me, Joseph?
This is a very, very intelligent question.
Okay.
I have a client named Michael at the moment. He was attracted to a woman that they did something in the bathroom. It was not a woman. It was actually a man. This can be considered fraud, and it's very inappropriate. You can expect a hefty fine and prison time.
But if he enjoyed it, I mean, it shouldn't be fraud.
Well, that's true. That's true. So if you do enjoy it, then, you know, more power to you. Caitlyn Jenner aside, she's a very strong and powerful woman. I don't want to mess with her. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of Jenners, you know, of course, is Caitlyn's ex-wife, Kris Jenner, someone who kind of looks like her, reminds me of her, Michael Myers.
I like to call her the castrator.
Yeah, the castrator. But Michael Myers, I'm sure you're familiar with. Have you ever dealt with any of the families of victims he's had to try to bring him down? I mean, he's obviously tough to catch, and even when the police do catch him, he ends up somehow coming out of it again. He's like superhuman. Any opportunities with Michael Myers or any victims' families?
I have a lot of very high profile clients, including Laurie Strobe as well as Lorena Bobbitt.
I think we lost her. We'll get her back momentarily.
Yeah, we'll have her back in just a moment. But
apologize for that. We'll get her back on the line.
Great stuff there, Eric Reinert, of course, at work again.
He was trying to get on our other guest. So he's not.
Well, no, that's what I mean. I'm doing a great job there.
Right.
Multitasking.
But again, okay, we have you back on the line.
I'm back.
Axel.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Was I cut off? Did I say something bad?
No, we
just don't like you.
There's that, and you were talking about Lorena Bobbitt. As we know, she's someone that chopped off something of a man and
threw it out the window of her car, didn't she?
Yeah.
It's one of my clients, yes, Lorena. She's a very, very nice lady. We have Christmas together sometimes.
We have Christmas?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
What goes on there? That might be a good time.
It might be for future programs. I did not prepare this. You asked me to come on about the Halloween, the event that I'm having.
The Halloween's,
Yes, Halloween. Do you get it? I put the law in Halloween.
You are a delight. Oh, Doris, we love you. You are easily probably the best law person, best attorney in town.
Thank you. Yes, I am Markovic and Markovic and Levine. You can find me in the Yellow Pages. Sure. And also on the Facebook, I have my face is on the book.
Yeah. You're also on Pornhub.com?
I possibly, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that.
It's a different type of advertising.
Okay, yeah. Well, it possibly...
It helps put you to sleep.
My sister buys a lot of my advertising for me. I'm not sure she might have purchased advertising.
Well, maybe you guys are both on there. That could be something. But,
possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Now, Doris, before that, Lori Strobe, as you put it, or Strode,
yes.
You represented her, you know, of course, her brother, Mr. Myers. Just unbelievable. I mean, what he's been able to do and really get away with. No one's really been able to, you know, back in the late 80s, there was a truck full of rednecks. There's like four or five of them. They couldn't even take him on. This guy is tough. And, you know, how is he in court?
He's a very silent man. He doesn't speak very much. We put him on the stand as an expert witness at his trial, and it did not work out very well because he refused to put his hand on the Bible or say any word. He was held in contempt of court, and the judge in the case wanted to put him in behind bars for 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, well, hopefully everything works out with some of those cases. I know earlier you talked about some of your weirder, stranger cases there. But looking forward to Halloween, I'm sure you are, Doris. You said it's one of your busiest days and nights of the year. And so I'm sure you'll get a lot of interesting cases from this, and a lot of strange people will probably be going to you and your sister there. And but we really appreciate, and you know, we got you back on. We did feel bad that we cut you off there. We don't want to do that to you. You're our special friend.
Well, I appreciate that you called me back.
You called us.
I called you earlier.
Yeah.
Because I was concerned.
Do you have a special friend, Doris?
Yes, my sister, she's going to dress up as one of the Olsen twins with me this year.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, we've got my father is coming. He's going to dress up as John Stamos.
Oh, wow. John Stamos. Man, if I was a guy, I would.
Creepy.
I mean, I am a guy, but if I could be anyone else, I pull the U doors.
Oh, he's not in your list of the Bill Pullman list.
His hair is.
Pull what?
Oh, Bill Pullman.
Men. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's the fourth greatest actor of all time. Of course, you have John Cusack, Bill Paxton, Bill Pullman, Lou Diamond Phillips, and maybe we will add John Stamos to the list. Yeah, Lou Diamond Phillips. Are you a fan of Lou Diamond Phillips? Before we let you go for real this time, Doris, we won't cut you off, so really quickly, are you a fan of Lou Diamond Phillips?
That's a singer, a female singer that sings country music.
Sure.
Phillips, yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, she's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, keep up your advertising with Pornhub. Good stuff there, Doris. And we hope a lot of the crazies and wackos go to you this weekend with some of their strange Halloween things.
Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you too, Doris.
Oh my God, the police are here.
Doris Markovic.
The police are here.
The police are here. They're there to get Doris.
Are you
done with your food, Joseph?
Yeah, I just had some chips out. You know, I'm feeling very famished because it was a very long, you know.
That's how I feel after speaking with Doris every time.
You know, well, you know, I'm sure she's got a lot more to say throughout the holidays. We'll have to have her back on. Maybe she's got some recipes.
I kind of feel bad for her. I mean, she is such an idiot that, you know, she doesn't even realize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you, see,
poor
now,
lady.
See, my friend Jim just sent me a text in the middle of that interview, and that's because I was distracted. He's the world famous Joseph J. Erdo. How did last night go? You know, Jim did not drink at all. I was surprised.
Yeah.
You know, Jim didn't drink. I was out there getting.
What are you saying? He's an alcoholic.
Well,
you
know, yeah. Why
can
we shouldn't
have
say
you want. I'm just questioning the statement you just made. You were surprised that Jim didn't drink.
I was surprised because he likes to drink.
He likes
to
have fun.
He likes to have fun.
There's other ways to have fun.
And speaking of other ways to have fun,
420.
I didn't say that. Remember, you don't give that stuff out tonight at in the Cape.
I don't do that.
Okay, don't give it out either.
Eric,
I'm serious. Take a test of my blood. You'll find
I know
no
you
drugs.
Don't do that.
Right. Well.
Eric just said he didn't like this song.
I said I never liked this song.
This is awful.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Who are you going to call? Ray Parker Jr., of course.
Yeah, and what else did Ray Parker Jr. ever do?
I think he did a song from Rocky, right? Like Rocky IV? I could be wrong. I don't know. But great song.
Oh, he did Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, wow. Well, of course, Ghostbusters. Sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.